This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone Funds versus 1031, Choosing Your Deferral, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. An investor sitting on a gain in a choice between an Opportunity Zone Fund and a 1031 exchange is usually asking the wrong first question. The question is not which one is better. It is which gain you have and what you want the money to do. The 1031 exchange is a real estate tool that defers a real estate gain and can keep deferring it indefinitely. The Opportunity Zone Fund accepts any capital gain and can eliminate tax on the fund's future growth after a decade. They overlap only when you have a real estate gain in a long horizon, and even there they point in different directions. This memo lines them up on the factors that actually decide the call: what gain qualifies, defer versus eliminate, horizon and liquidity, the paperwork, and the 2026 rule changes that reshape the OZ side of the comparison. The table below sets the 1031 exchange and the Opportunity Zone Fund side by side on the points that usually decide the choice. Treat it as a map. Each row is unpacked in the sections that follow. Start with the source of the gain, because it often settles the question before any other factor matters. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.